Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The baseball game is over. It's time for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with Tim Allen on The Fan.
It is a final from Miller Park, and the results are sweet as the Brewers walk off against the Chicago Cubs. It couldn't get any better than that. A walk-off sacrifice fly by Ryan Braun in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Brewers beat the Cubs. Welcome, everybody. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen, Austin, Texas, and a Brewers victory in game one of this three-game set. Now just 18 games remaining here in the 2020 championship season, and a 20-22 record. How about the pitching in this one? Not on their side, on the Brewers' side. On the Brewers' side, not only this game, but last game, Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff, a 1-2 punch. I mean, they're trying to go toe-to-toe here. Each of those guys in their last performance, Woody tonight, Burnes on Wednesday, seven innings of one-hit shutout baseball. Gives the Brewers an opportunity to not only stay in this thing, but maybe re-up their goals here as you move along. That's how big every single win is. That's how big it is. We'll have the scoreboard. We'll check the scoreboard in just a little while and see what the Cardinals did. But again, the Brewers finding themselves just a couple of wins away from being back in the division race. Not just trying to get in a wild card, not just trying to overtake second place with St. Louis, but trying to overtake both the Cards and the Cubs for first place. Now, again, it's one day at a time, it's one step at a time, but Brandon Woodruff, how about it today? Just when you needed it, you got it. And the offense, somewhat frustrating a little bit, but they do enough in that ninth inning. I mean, the table was set, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Ryan Braun knew he was going to win this game. You know that Ryan Braun knew that he was going to win this game. Ryan Braun was peacocking that whole time. He relished in this thing. That dude, this is why Ryan Braun needs to play baseball. Because he has an impact in these tight ball games. He has an impact in one-run ball games or two-run ball games. And he gets it done tonight. I as much as I know about Ryan Braun, he was loving this situation. The clutch gene in Ryan Braun is just amazing, isn't it? One of the better clutch hitters that you've seen in a Brewers uniform, ever. I mean, it's truly amazing. Welcome, everybody. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show as the Brewers get a one-zip walk-off victory over the Chicago Cubs. They got to be frustrated here. They certainly do. And look out, if the offense is on that roller coaster ride, look out against Hendricks tomorrow, because I see the Brewers putting up a bigger number tomorrow. I mean, they got one just enough, Craig Counsell said, not more than a week ago. May not be perfect, we just need to win. And that's what they did tonight over the Chicago Cubs. Let's go over our game recap here. If you want to join the conversation, 414-799-1250. Are you still reserving some hope for not just a second-place finish, not just a postseason appearance, but maybe a first-place finish and doing a little damage? Hey, stranger things have happened, guys. They have. And I'm just wondering if that's a pipe dream based on, you know, seeing this offense do what they're doing through 42 games, now just 18 games left in 16 days. There's only 16 days left in the 2020 regular season. That's some crazy stuff. But it's always, as you guys know, you don't hear many broadcasters just say they hate something. I mean, I hate the Cubs, and I'm not afraid to say it. It's okay for a fan to say they hate the other team. You don't hate the person. It's not like I hate Anthony Rizzo personally. Wilson Contreras, I might. No, I'm kidding. It's not like I hate these guys personally, but I can hate the team. It's okay. And this is just all the sweeter when you can just walk off on them and just, nope, not happening. See ya. See ya, boys. 16 strikeouts of Cub batters by this Brewer pitching staff. A couple each by Devin Williams and Josh Hader. And then Woody strikes out 12. 7 innings, 1 hit, 12 strikeouts. An error almost cost both of these teams, really, earlier in the game. 414-799-1250. The Cubs came out. You could tell right away, guys, those of you that follow this sort of thing, I do. I follow the games in the game. And what I noticed, Ian Happ and the Chicago Cubs offense, they literally tried to attack from the start. Actually worked into Woody's favor because it kept that pitch count down. They went in order, very aggressive. 5 pitches to Happ. He swung at 4 of those 5 pitches. Bryant saw 3, and he swung at 2 of those pitches. Rizzo saw 1 and swung at that pitch. So, again, they're trying to ambush and attack Woody, and Woody throws 8 pitches in that first inning. So it actually helped him extend his outing. Leadoff base hit by Avisail Garcia in the bottom of the first inning. Strikeouts to Hira and Yelich. Then a ball hit in play by Jerko. It's an error. First and third, Braun for two out possibility right there. Works it full, but he bounced out there. I'll get a better chance later on in the game with first and third, that's for sure. Woody hits the leadoff man in the second inning. 2 outs later, an error by Urias. Eerily similar to the Cub defense. Puts runners at the corners with 2 outs, but a big strikeout to Caratini. Gets Woody out of that. Brewers in order in the bottom of the second. As you move toward the third inning, no score. 1-2-3 for Woody right there. Crew, a 1-out walk to Garcia. Then a line-out by Keston. He hit a rocket. Yelich strikes out for the second time in that inning. Into the fourth, scoreless. 1-2-3 for Woody in the fourth. Another strikeout. 5 to that point through 4. To the bottom, no score. Brewers a 2-out double, hustle double by Lando, but Urias strikes out to end the threat. Into the fifth inning, scoreless. Woody strikes out the side. He did hit Caratini in the inning. Counts didn't challenge there. I wondered about that, guys, with, you know, 4 2/3 in the books, and he's got a no-hitter going. And you just wonder if you want that count so bad. I don't know. It grazed him. Maybe they get the call. I was curious about whether Counts was going to go ahead and back that up for Woody, but he didn't. Woody strikes out the next batter, so no hitter intact. Scoreless bottom of the fifth inning. Leadoff walk to Tyrone Taylor. After a Nottingham strikeout, Garcia with a base hit. Looked like a hit and run right there. It really did. First and third, just the 1 out. Keston up. You going to play this out, Craig? You going to push the gas pedal? What are you going to do here? Garcia tries to steal, and he's thrown out. I didn't understand that play. Maybe it was a missed sign on a hit and run. I'm not sure. Maybe it was a straight steal. I'm not sure. Lester is not real good at throwing to first. You can get a pretty big jump on him. But first and third with one of your better hitters up in that fifth inning, I don't know about that one. Keston strikes out. That's that. Is that the turning point? No. No score into the sixth inning. Brewers into some trouble. Woody's no-hitter is gone in the sixth, leading off a base hit by Ian Happ. Again, aggressive. 1 out, a strange play. Keston Hira with, well, I think what should have been an error. He goes to second base. A little bit wild on the throw. It's ruled as a fielder's choice. I didn't understand the official ruling on that. First and second, 1 out. Then a pop-up to Contreras, ground out by Schwarber. Woody, big time. Sixth inning, worked out of that jam. That's one of the turning points with Great Lakes Dragway turning point. 1-2-3 for the crew, bottom of the sixth inning, including Yelly's third strikeout. Lester has thrown six scoreless to that point. Well, really? A 5.80 ERA? You're coming off of facing a lefty. You're coming off of 19 runs, and you allow that to happen only in a Cub-Brewer game. Woody dominating in the seventh inning. Strikes out the side in order to complete his outing. 12 Ks and just the one hit, seven scoreless for Brandon Woodruff. Wow. Into the bottom of the seventh. Kimbrel in for the Cubs as he pitches a 1-2-3 inning to the eighth, and we stay scoreless. Devin Williams coming on. And, whew, gets a ground out, a strikeout, and then Chris Bryant almost takes him yard. Almost. It stays in the park for a triple. Wow. Heart skipped a beat. That's the first hit Devin Williams has given up since August 14th. Opposition hitters 0 for their last 31 against Devin Williams before that triple. A strikeout to Rizzo. Huge strikeout by Devin Williams to Rizzo. Rizzo had no chance on that changeup on the K. Rowan Wick, a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. In order for the Brewers, Josh Hader on with the top of the ninth inning. Hader, a couple of strikeouts. 16 strikeouts for Brewers pitchers tonight. Scoreless to the bottom of the ninth inning. I think I recall being at a game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in which Jeremy Burnett's, I think, walked off for a one-zip win. I think someone might want to check that for me. Stevie would know because that was his pick to click. I lost some cash to him that night. Burnett's, I believe, won it one zip. Now, it wasn't a one-zip solo shot. Leadoff walk to Christian Yelich in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jed Jerko, then with a base hit. First and third, Jed. There you go, baby. And then David Ross goes to Jeffress from Wick. He paid the price. He paid the price on that going to JJ. Now, I've been predicting, Austin, you can verify this. I've been predicting Jeremy Jeffress would blow up by the end of the year. Maybe this is the start of that, right? Is that possible?
I hope so. Now would be the best time for him to blow up. He did it when he played for us.
Yeah, true. He did. So you got first and third. They go to Jeremy Jeffress. Ryan Braun, this whole time in the pitching change, I was telling you, Austin, that during that time frame right there, Brawny was just kind of loving that situation. He loves that situation. I love it because he loves it. You want a guy that wants that situation. And here's what happens. It was first and third. It was nobody out. Come on, Brawny, end this thing.
Fly ball, center field, should be deep enough. Hayward back, makes the catch. Yelich tags, and this ball game is over. Ryan Braun comes through for the Brewers with a sacrifice fly, and the crew takes game one against the Cubs in this huge weekend series.
Amazing.
Jeff Levering and Bill Schroeder, Fox Sports Wisconsin right there. A huge game, as Levering just said. Are you guys into it as much as I am? Because I'm not sure that everybody is. And I really can't control that. We can't control that. But those of you that are in the nuts and bolts of this, like Austin and I, Sam Schmitz and I, you guys, by virtue of listening to this, are probably into all the strategies and the philosophies and the games within the game. I love that. That's what I love about this. This team has a shot, and I'm telling you that right now because it is a crazy season, and they do have a shot. And we'll see if the September magic can happen again, but, man, every game, every day, day by day, this is a grinder here. Craig Counsell, you don't have to be perfect. You just got to get the win. They definitely weren't perfect tonight, but they got the win. 414-799-1250. The Chevy MVB is brought to you by Chevy, the new 2020 Chevy Silverado. You can check it out at your local Chevy dealers or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. That is Brandon Woodruff. You're not in the situation for Bronny to win it. We'll give him a little award a little bit later on. But Brandon Woodruff, we've been waiting for this. A gem, a beauty against that Chicago Cub team. We'll get in a call or two here before we hit the break. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell. I would assume Ryan Braun as well. I would assume Brandon Woodruff as well. So, yeah, that's confirmed. We will hear from Ryan Braun. Stick around for that. But Bronny, this is exactly why I've been griping and complaining about Bronny. You need to play. If you can't play, you can't play, and I understand it, I guess, deep down. If you're hurt, you're hurt, and that's the problem. We just don't know. But are you guys as into it as Brewer fans, you know, that really have reserved at least some hope to revive this season? Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're first up. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show.
Awesome game. I listened to it from start to finish. It's raining, so my brother-in-law didn't have the garage TV on, so no cold beers. But I loved it. I thought, you know, obviously we wish they would have scored a little earlier.
Yep.
But I loved that he put Hader in the ninth, and I thought, you know what? Yeah, why not? Use Hader, keep him scoreless, and we'll win it in the ninth. And that's what happened.
Yep, it really, Mike, I'll keep you here real quick to respond, but I wondered if he was going to go back to Williams for the ninth just in case they had to play extras and then go to Hader for the 10th. I wondered about that.
I liked the move. I really did. I thought, yeah, go for it. Williams is the relievers are all pitching good, but you know, you've been talking about it. You know, go for it, and that's what we did. We used Hader, and I thought Braun was going to hit it out of the park.
I knew he was going to end that game. I knew it. You knew it. Anyone who knows anything about Ryan Braun, that game was over. I don't care.
I'm getting way pumped.
All right. You take it easy, Mike. I don't care who was on the mound right there. I really didn't care. Put God on the mound right there. And Bronny was going to win that game. There's no question in my mind. Austin, were you convinced he was going to win that game?
Yeah, we were talking about it before it happened. I called it before the inning started. I said, Braun's going to walk this off. Granted, I thought it was going to be a walk-off double, but I will take the walk-off sack fly. Win's a win.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's one of the contributing factors. I wonder if Craig Counts, we're going to hear from Counts coming up, but I wonder if that was the contributing factor to go with Josh Hader right there because you had Yelich, Jerko, and Braun coming up. You had the heart of your order. And I would say that probably, yes, he was going for the win right there. I mean, had it been down toward the bottom, some, you know, semblance of a you know, Urias, a Nottingham or whatever, no real major pop down there. I think he may have stuck with Williams to see if he could get away with maybe getting one more out of Williams if your offense didn't score, Hader to shut down the 10th, and then go flip the lineup into your guys with slug. Yeah, I wonder if he's going to talk about that. I think that's why he went for it. 414-799-1250 let's go to Jim. Jim in Chicagoland. What's going on, Jim?
Oh, how exciting is this tonight? You know, I always love it when we can beat the Cubs because I can walk around town and wear my Brewers stuff and not have to worry about getting the comments. But you know what? This season, I honestly, it didn't really occur to me until earlier this week when I heard people talking about, well, the playoffs start the end of September. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's not that much time left. And I think at this point, all we got to do is chase the Cardinals at this point, and we're, what, a game or so or a game or two behind them, and we've got a series against them coming up. So the most exciting thing is just watching that. And it's like, let's just land in the playoffs, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, Jim, there's these two games against Chicago, and then five games in 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, two of them doubleheaders. I mean, that's a total of eight games here. And you got through the first step of that.
Exactly. I mean, here's the thing. We can only, you know, sweep the series if we win the first game. And we did that tonight. everything lined up, and now we'll play tomorrow. And we'll take that game, and then we'll go to the next game. That's how we have to look at the rest of the games this year.
Did you, Jim, let me ask you this. Did you feel that Ryan Braun was going to win that game? Because there was plenty of time. You're sitting there with first and third. Then there's a mound visit. Are they going to stick with Roan Wick? Are they going to go to Jeremy Jeffress? Jeffress is ready. They're showing Jeffress. All this time, Brawny's just sitting there. You have time to process it, digest it. It's first and third. It's nobody out. In comes the new pitcher. It's Jeremy Jeffress. Throughout that whole time, it had to be. It felt like a day and a half, really, to me. But throughout that time, I mean, did you have any doubt Ryan Braun was not going to win this game?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it was set up for him to do what he does. And it was an awesome thing. And I caught the game on the app, so I listened to Uke make the call. It was like a throwback to the old days. And it was awesome. And there was no doubt that first and third, no outs, how can we not win this, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. With one of your just legendary guys up there. Jim, always a pleasure, man. Take it easy. Enjoy this victory. 414-799-1250. Your reaction after a Brewers 1-0 victory, a walk-off win. Let's hear that again. It's just so sweet to hear the walk-off. And, you know, that's the thing about playing the Cubs and you win. You don't have to check the scoreboard to see if the Cubs lost or won. You just know you get the best of both worlds with just one swing of the bat with Brawny.
Fly ball, center field, and should be deep enough. Hayward back, makes the catch. Yelich tags, and this ball game is over. Ryan Braun comes through for the Brewers with a sacrifice fly, and the crew takes game one against the Cubs in this huge weekend series.
Amazing, Christian.
It is a huge weekend series, guys. Step one, check. Going back at it. Game two tomorrow, 414-799-1250. That was your turning point because it turned this into a victory with the legendary Great Lakes Dragway, the turning point brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway. Track rental and event information at greatlakesdragway.com. I was out for a little bit last night, and I get, how are the Brewers doing, Tim? And it shows you the interest level. We're the hardcores. You listen to the show, you're a hardcore Brewer fan. I get that. And even if you listen for entertainment purposes, and you're not that bunch of a Brewer fan, but you listen to hear Tim freak out or whatever, that's cool too. But for the most part, everybody listening to this show is way into it. But I get questioned like last night, when it was, hey, Tim, how are the Brewers doing? How do you not? There is a pennant race here. There is a playoff chase here. I'm not going to tell people what to follow in their personal lives, but normally they would know, and now they don't. Crazy times. It is definitely crazy times. Brewers with this victory, 20-22. After hitting their low water mark of 4-under, they rattle off the two wins. Wednesday, 19-0. Tonight, 1-0. Only baseball. Only baseball do you get things like that. All right, Greg Council coming up. You want to join in here? If you're on hold, sit right there. We'll get to you after the break. Brewers walk off. They beat the Cubs tonight, and we're talking about it here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to dive into the box score for today's game on The Fan. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power. On the web at liuna113.org.
The Brewers, again, dangerously close to maybe really a legit kind of no-hitter type situation. Seriously, with Burns, what he did on Wednesday, 7 innings of one-hit baseball, striking out 11. All right, Woody follows that up. 7 innings of one-hit baseball with 12 strikeouts. That's some good company. That's a good time. This is a great time for this team to get hot. I will tell you that, and that goes without saying. 18 games left, and there's just 16 days left in the regular season. They're in this thing, guys. They are. And we'll slowly see if they continue to hang in there. You know, you're not going to go on a what would be then a 20-game winning streak here. You win on Wednesday, win tonight, 18 left. That's not going to happen. You're going to lose some games here. They stay in this thing, more and more people are going to jump aboard. I understand you've got your football season upon you. Packers football, I know where the pecking order is here collectively. But outside of that, that's a once a week thing. I know it's conversational throughout the week. I understand that, but as the Brewers stay in this thing, I think the hype is going to rise just a little bit. It has no choice but to do so because we're going to forget about the 60 game deal. Forget about all that is crazy that's happening. Universal DH, the extras rules, those types of things. All these hitters, you know, big names. You look across the diamond there, you know, Rizzo is down around 210 or so. Same with Chris Bryant, and look at Yelich, and you look all around the league and Bellinger and some of these other big names. That all goes away, doesn't it? It goes away once you start dwindling down the games. And now you take a look. And now Fox 6 TV is going to be out front. CBAA, the Brewers are in a position with four games left to, you know, you fill in the blank. And that's okay. There's plenty of room on the bandwagon. I never did like, Austin, just on a personal note, I never did like when a Brewer fan says, once you jump off the bandwagon, you can't jump back on.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but, I mean, you got to stick with your team through thick and thin.
Well, jump aboard, though. I mean, I can't.
I mean, the more the merrier, but that's right. My personal thing. I mean, you got to stick with them through thick and thin.
So how are the Brewers? Tim, how are the Brewers? Can I get you a beer? Anyway, Tim, how are the Brewers doing? Oh, okay.
Why don't you grab that beer first, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, get the beer here. I just walked in. Come on. It's my night off. 414-799-1250. Before we get to the numbers here, let's get to Todd's been holding on. Hey, Todd, nice win over the Cubs.
Oh, howdy, Timmy. What a beautiful win over the Cubs. I don't know if I'm going to go out on a limb on this one, but I think this might have been my favorite game of the year so far, just with all the cat and mouse and the great pitching. And, you know, I'll agree with you and the rest of us guys out there that think the same about Bronny. When I honestly wouldn't have wanted that game in anybody's hands but him. And then when I saw the defense they put up against him, you know he was gonna either hit a home run or a high fly ball to get Yelich in. That was just obvious. It was obvious.
We knew those that know Braun, those that have followed Brewers baseball, those that just follow all of this throughout his great career. You knew he was going to win that game, some way, shape, or form. And it made, you know, it was magnified because it was the Cubs. He kills that team. I mean, other hand, if we play the what if game, how frustrated would that have been had the offense not come through in that ninth inning, first and third, no out?
Oh, that would have been just brutal. And if I can make just maybe two quick comments, Timmy. You know what? It feels like September now. You know, this whole baseball season has been very odd, I think, for all of us real, real true baseball fans. And it actually feels like September now, like it has the last 4 years. It really feels that it feels like last year, it feels like the year before and the year before. At least to me it does, where now there's so much, you know, there's anticipation between games, but now it's like, I'm going to count the hours till tomorrow's game.
Yeah, no doubt. Todd, thanks for the call. Enjoy this one. Yeah, because it's going to snowball on you guys. It will. Now, again, Hendricks could haul off and the Brewers can come up with five hits, and or they could come up with nine hits, leave 12 on base, and score two runs and lose 4-2. I mean, it's just the way baseball is. We hope not. Hendricks did pitch well his last time out, so he might be getting back going. We'll see tomorrow. That's game two tomorrow. But I mean, it's just, I think there are some that have all, you know, looked at this thing as it doesn't matter type of season. I don't see it that way. If you're playing, you're playing. If it's a season, it's a season. 60 or 162, it's still a season. It still is. And Todd made a comment there. It almost seems like September now. I think the weather may have a little something to do with that, but I think now that you, the math is simple now because you're not weeks and weeks away. Even 60 games, that's still a good chunk of baseball. It really is. Now, when you compare it relative to 162, it's the sprint season. But just if you look at it, you know, isolated to 60 games, that's still quite the handful of games. Well, now the math is simplified here a little bit. 18 games, 16 days. Just over 2 weeks of baseball and it's over. And they're in it. They certainly are. Remember way back when they got swept in Pittsburgh? Boy, what we'd give for that back now, right? Winning 2 of 3 there. What situation the Brewers would be in? Since that point, 6-4 in the next 10. Then they hit the road for 5. They go 2-3. Now they bounce back with a win. Collectively, since that sweep, they're 9-7. So that's a bigger chunk of games where they're a winning baseball team. And Cleveland's good. Detroit's as good as the Brewers in terms of the record. I mean, they've been playing some stiff competition here. They really have. Minnesota in that road trip. I mean, so you've had some stiff competition here throughout the season, and you're hanging tough. And again, the last 16, 9-7. All right, let's check out the numbers. In this one, Avi Garcia in the leadoff spot, 2-for-3 with a walk. Keston Hira, 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts. Christian Yelich, 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. A walk and one huge run scored. That was big. Let's see. Jed Jerko goes 1-for-4. Ryan Braun 0-for-3 with one big RBI. Orlando Arcia 1-for-3. Luis Urias 0-for-2 with a couple of Ks. Tyrone Taylor 0-for-2. He also drew a walk. Jacob Nottingham 0-for-3. You had something on, by the way, Eric Sogard went 0-for-1 as well. You had something on Jacob Nottingham, Austin?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to ask you a question here. If you're going to have Nottingham be your everyday starter right now, because right now the Brewers have a 1.57 ERA with Nottingham behind the plate. That's in 46 innings. The team is now 4-1 in his starts with 2 straight shutouts.
5 starts, and they're 4-1. He has really improved, Austin. That's a great stat, but he has really improved. And he's young enough where maybe he's a guy that takes a little time. But, the two-run homer on Wednesday and has been playing very, very well. He's really been on a nice roll. I didn't realize that he was this good defensively. He's doing a nice job defensively, and it looks like he's calling a great game. I saw Woody just once or twice tonight, the whole night, just run through him again or shook him off a little bit. Outside of that, both Burns and Woody in their last 2 starts with Nottingham behind the dish, they didn't really shake him off too much at all. That's good to see.
Well, he's caught for those guys before, you know, in the system. So
that's true. That's
they have true. Some familiarity with each other, which is nice.
As a matter of fact, Burns has pitched to him more than anyone else in his career, in his professional career. So you're right. That's a great point. Coming up through the minors, Noddy, as they call him, has caught those guys. Pitching lines tonight, Woody, 7 innings, just the 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 12 strikeouts. He did hit a couple of batters. Devin Williams, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Josh Hader, 1 inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, and a couple of strikeouts. Brewers get that one run on just 4 hits with an error. The Cubs, no runs, 2 hits with 1 error. The win goes to Josh Hader. He's now 1-1. The loss to Rowan Wick. He is 0-1, and the Brewers with the victory, 20-22, 18 to play here in the 2020 championship season as we're down to 18 games in 16 days. We're going to hear from manager Craig Counsell coming up Ryan Braun on the way. Maybe a couple of words from Josh Hader. And if you guys want to jump in here, 414-799-1250. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen celebrating a walk-off victory over the Cubs. And, you know, it's weird to say this, but I always like saying this when the Brewers beat the Cubs at Miller Park. Don't let the toll booth hit you in the tailgate. Well, without fans cruising down 94, it seems a little funky, but I'll still stay with it. One zip, Brewers win. We're back on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on The Fan.
One zip, Brewers beat the Cubs walk-off fashion. Brawny with the sack fly in the bottom of the ninth inning. You knew it would happen. You just felt it was going to happen. Somehow, some way, the ball was going to get in play, and that was going to be a Brewers victory. I mean, we were, during that pitching change to bring Jeffress in, we were getting ready for the show. I mean, we're pretty convinced, as convinced as you're going to be. And that's a good thing. That's why Brawny is so impactful down the stretch here. I mean, he was the last couple of years, and he's just almost a driving force here. And you wonder if that leadership skill, both, you know, on the field and off the field, is stepping up right now. You wonder about that. Also, you know, I wonder about the lineup, too. Craig Counsell did something today. He's only done one time this year, and that's send the lineup, the exact same lineup, back-to-back in games. So you scored 19 runs. I don't think he had a choice but to send that same crew right back out there. I wonder if he might do it and throw away the splits, throw away the lefty-righty, the matchup thing. And I wonder if you won't see Ben Gamel in the leadoff spot against the right-hander tomorrow, and you'll see Avisail Garcia right back up there in the leadoff spot. I can tell you that's the one change I probably wouldn't make. I would leave Garcia alone. He's actually starting to find a rhythm here. He had a nice game, a couple of hits and a walk in tonight's ball game. That's a dilemma for a little bit of a dilemma for Craig Counsell going into game two tomorrow. Would you send him right back out there? Let's do it again. Let's make it three in a row. Same guys. I doubt that's going to happen. I can tell you that right now. I seriously doubt it. They scored just enough to win. It's a one-zip walk-off victory. Craig Counsell after the win.
Craig, it's almost like mirror image starts by Corbin and Brandon. Seven innings, one hit, no run, bunch of strikeouts. I mean, that's about as good as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, for both guys. I mean, it was this was a great performance by Woody. He was locked in, had it all working tonight. And you know, I think probably the last one probably got him to this one. Sometimes you gotta, you know, get a little. I think he was upset with himself, and then delivered a huge one.
Craig, the performance on the other side was pretty good, too. What do you think about Lester keeping your guys down after you scored 19 runs 2 days ago?
Well, I don't think it had anything to do with 19 runs, but I think Lester was good. He's he was on the edges tonight, and that's what he's good at, kind of working east-west. Cutter was good. The fastball end's good. And it kind of gets you off the, you know, the backdoor cutter and the changeup. So he pitched really well. He pitched really well. You know, we had a little bit of a chance in that first inning, but when he got out of that, he got in a good groove.
Devin hasn't had to worry about pitching with runners on base very often because he gives up hits so rarely. How big was it for him to recover from that two-out triple, strikeout Rizzo there, and keep the game scoreless?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to give up hits. I mean, I think that's part of it. He's going to have to pitch with runners on base. He knows that. There's some really good hitters on the other teams too. So I was, you know, he made great pitches to a good hitter though. Obviously Rizzo's a really good player, and he fell behind him, but still came back and made some great pitches. So, you know, anytime those are big moments, huge moments, and he's come through a whole bunch this year.
Brandon said that tonight was really just a mentality switch for him and just about getting back to who he is. I mean, how much do you need to just for Woody to be himself down the stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great statement by Brandon. There wasn't, you know, the stuff, that doesn't need to change. It's really good. It works. And I thought he executed a whole bunch of pitches tonight, and that's great. Jacob Nottingham did a really nice job for him. Like, he was down, and he just was dotting some down away corner pitches, beautifully. So, but he did, he just pitched beautifully tonight. He just kept executing pitches, kept coming at him. And it was, whether it was mentality or just executing pitches, it was a wonderful job.
Craig, in the ninth inning, when they bring in a sinker baller like JJ and go to a five-man infield, and Ryan still executes a fly ball, finds a pitch, he can get up there and drive. And that's pretty good at bat right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, just knowing the familiarity maybe for Ryan, I think he's going to try to run it in on your hands. And that's – so it's easy to say get it in the air, but it's not always that easy to do. I don't know where the pitch was, but chances are it probably just caught a little bit too much of the middle of the plate, and that's why you're able to get it up in the air. So it was good for Ryan getting the right pitch to hit.
Got any good fun with numbers comments about going from winning 19-0 to 1-0?
It's two wins. It's 2-0.
The zero is the big part, right? You never lose when you give up zero.
Yeah, not yet. But it's 2020, so you never know.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the Gene Wagner Plumbing Are You Kidding Me moment of the game on The Fan. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
You know, it's not really the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game, maybe of these two games. Heading into Wednesday's game in Detroit, your run differential was minus 39. You just went 19-0 in a victory, 1-0 in a victory. That's plus 20. Your run differential was cut more than in half. You're now just minus 19. That's crazy. That's only in baseball. I love what Craig Counsell, just a sense of humor right there. And that is, hey, there are two wins. You go from 19 runs to one run, there are two wins. That's all I know. You're not going to lose when you score zero. Well, maybe it's crazy time. Are you kidding me? Moment. Right there, the two games combined. Hey, and I agree with him in this regard. He said it didn't have to look perfect the other day. You just get the win. Hey, that's all it comes down to now, because we can't look at this season as a normal season, obviously. And we're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And I think baseball as a whole, fans as a whole, industry as a whole, it's not going to look at this thing as a normal thing. So wipe that away. You don't care. You don't care necessarily what those numbers are going to look like at the end of the year. You only care right now about the win and the loss. They got the win. I don't care if Christian Yelich struck out three times. I care during the game, of course. But at the end of the night, they get the victory, and you don't really care. You just go back at it tomorrow, and you hope Christian goes 4-for-4. Then just manhandles the Cubs for a banner night. We're hoping that occurs. Ryan Braun gets the walk-off sack fly. I don't think it surprised anybody that you just feel it. I mean, you could. Once Devin Williams, man on third, he gives up the triple. And you wonder. And I can understand it. These Brewers here this season have programmed you a little bit to be to be fearful of things like that. Where it's just, oh man, a solo homer in the eighth, and the Brewers fall in this one, game one of a three-game set, and it's 1-0 on a Chris Bryant eighth-inning home run. The last time Devin went, it didn't go out. That was the celebration for me at the time. That didn't go out. There's not a lot of pressure, or as much pressure, you know, down one zip into the bottom of the eighth and bottom of the ninth inning. So you just don't care how it occurs. You just care about getting the victory. And it doesn't have to be a fashion show anymore. I mean, at the beginning of the year, I mean, this does still seem like it should be, you know, late May or maybe early June. It does seem like that in baseball time. But it's not. It's 18 games. It's 16 days of baseball in the regular season here in 2020. That's all you get. Spark of the game with Current Electric, your electrician superheroes at callcurrent.com. Yeah, I'm a little undecided, Austin. Is it Woody's performance that sparked up a win?
I think it has to be Woody. We've been talking about how he needs that big game, and he gave it to us tonight.
Yeah, I agree. There's your spark of the game, Brandon Woodruff, and his performance. Seven innings, just the one hit. And 12 strikeouts in this performance. You know, back-to-back by Burns and Woody. You got to be pleased with that. All right, well, we'll take a break. Still want to get to Ryan Braun on the other side. I think he makes a habit of killing the Cubs. That's such a good trait to have. One of my favorite players. Maybe for that reason, well, that might be one of the bigger reasons why he's one of my favorite players, is because he likes to pick on the Cubs a little bit. If you want to jump in here, 414-799-1250. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Just 18 games left. You take them one by one. You don't care. 19 zip or one zip. We'll take them. As Counts just said, it's 2-0. We'll be back here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to go inside the clubhouse to hear what the players are saying after today's game on The Fan. It's brought to you by Window Select. Right now, buy one and get one free, plus no payments until 2021. Call Window Select today at 262-703-3500.
You know, all of these wins, all of these games set up a bigger game tomorrow. Isn't that the way we have to look at this thing? 18 to play, 16 days. You got game two tomorrow. Look at Brett Anderson and Kyle Hendricks and the numbers in just a little bit. But we still need to relish in the glory of this one here. A walk-off win over the Chicago Cubs, 1-0. I know it sounds, hey, who cares? I'm with that 110%. I do wonder if you run Brawny and company right back out there with the same lineup. I doubt that's going to happen, but I would definitely consider it. You get two wins in a row like this, you know, one on the road against Detroit. Detroit's not a bad team. They're still in build mode, but still not having a bad year relative to this year. And then you come back and beat the Cubs, and they're a pretty good baseball team, for sure. I think that's legit. But I would definitely have to really weigh the options of, you know what? It's going against the grain a little bit. I'm going to run them back out there again. We'll see about that. Ryan Braun was the designated hitter today, and let's go inside the clubhouse with Window Select and hear from Brawny.
Hey, Ryan, from 19-0 to 1-0, baseball can be a weird game, can it?
Absolutely. I mean, we said it the other day, but you never know what each individual day is going to bring. The way things have gone for us offensively, I think we might have just scored all the runs we're going to score for the rest of the week on Wednesday. So it was unlikely we were going to score 19 again, but it was nice to be able to find a way to win a game with one. And obviously it's a result of Woody having a dominant start and then, you know, Devin and Josh continuing to do what they've done all season.
Ryan, what did you think you saw from Brandon? He was pretty frustrated when he spoke to us last time in Cleveland getting knocked out in the fifth inning.
Yeah, I think he just, you know, finished the job today. I think if you look at almost all of his starts, he's been dominant through at least three or four innings. He runs into one tough inning, whether it's unlucky or just some well-placed hits. It seems like he has an inning where things don't go his way. And he was able to avoid that tonight. Just dominant stuff. You saw a lot of bad swings, a lot of soft contact when they did put the ball in play. He really threw the ball about as well as you can throw a baseball as a starting pitcher. So very encouraging for us. You know, I said it earlier, but if we can find a way to sneak into this postseason, I certainly wouldn't want to face him and Corbin in first two games of a series.
You get a performance like that from Brandon and from the bullpen. I mean, how much do you want to make sure you don't kind of put that performance like that to waste to get a win? I imagine you hate to lose a game like that when you get a pitching performance like that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we had to find a way to win that game, I think, especially when you use your best relievers. I mean, obviously, those two guys at the end of the game, every time they pitch, it's that much more important and significant that we find a way to win those games. You know, as an offense, we needed to find a way to scratch out a run there. Yelly started it off by getting on base, had a good at-bat. Jed hit the ball the other way. It gave me an opportunity. But as you alluded to, when our pitching is that good, we have to find a way to score a run.
Ryan, did it feel weird facing JJ?
Everything about this year feels weird, man. I mean, usually, obviously, we're in that situation. The crowd's into it. It's loud. There's a level of intensity and adrenaline that comes with a normal September baseball game between us and the Cubs with postseason implications. The whole thing's really weird. It's still very challenging for all of us to have the same level of focus and intensity and adrenaline. You know, obviously JJ was here forever, where a lot of us are still very close with him. He's had a great year for them. You know, I was glad I was able to put the ball in the air against him. It's not an easy thing to do with his sinker and his splitter.
Brian, it wasn't that long ago you called the hitters meeting and you spoke up about positivity. Now we see you guys wearing the positivity train shirts. I mean, is that going to be a big part of this, you know, just as you guys get through this final stretch?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a running theme for us for the last couple of weeks. I think it has helped us play at least a little bit better. Obviously, this year is incredibly unique and challenging in so many ways, and it becomes difficult to always stay positive. So, you know, it's just a commitment we made to each other about, regardless of how difficult or challenging things may be, we're all going to try to stay positive. We're staying on that positivity train. There's days you want to jump off the train, but you got to stay on. So regardless of how we finish up, it's important that we all continue to stay positive and optimistic here over the next couple of weeks of baseball.
Ryan, you beat a five-man infield is to do what you did, hit a fly ball. But do you remember ever facing one before?
Not that I can remember off the top of my head. I mean, obviously in that situation, teams do it pretty commonly. I don't know JJ's ground ball rate, but I'm sure it's extremely high. So obviously it makes sense. In that situation, I don't remember off the top of my head having faced it, but I've been on the defensive side of it a number of times.
Ryan, just how are you feeling, and how confident are you that you'll be able to contribute the rest of these couple of weeks?
I feel pretty good. I really do. I mean, obviously it's been a, you know, challenging season for me, some stopping and starting, for all of us, but for me specifically, you know, at the end of spring training, I dealt with some things physically. I had the freak finger thing, then the back flare up a little bit. So there's been a number of stops and starts to my season, which makes it challenging to get in a rhythm. But I feel really good right now. This is the time of year where I enjoy playing baseball the most. Obviously the games are all of the utmost importance and significance. So the goal is to be able to be my best and contribute as often as possible here down the stretch.
Well, you heard it right there. You hear Ron talk about feeling good, and that's always a good thing. But you never know. I mean, you'd love him to play a part in the next 18 games. You know that's not going to happen, right? We all know that that's not going to happen, but can he play a part in 15? I mean, that's what it comes down to. You see, I recall, you know, earlier in the year in one-run games, just me losing my mind, that Bronny in some of those games, I'm convinced, makes a difference. It does. And I think, you know, in all honesty, I think if he could play, he would. I'm going to hang my hat on that. And Austin and I have had many conversations throughout this season about, you know, it's tough to get on the dude if he's hurt. If he's hurt, he's hurt. You know, if he can go 80% of Ryan Braun is probably a better case scenario than some other alternatives that you've got here, based on his experience, based on a lot of different factors. Man, you'd like to see him play, you know, 14 of the 18? Is that fair? I'm not sure. I mean, you're playing DH, so it does, you know, a little less impact when you're not running around out there in the outfield. But in a game like tomorrow, Brett Anderson, ground ball pitcher, do you want, you know, Keston Hira at second base? I wouldn't throw him out there. So Bronny, can he play a little outfield? And you do a little different configuration. So a lot of moving parts there, but it's good to see Ryan Braun. Good to hear. Ryan Braun says he feels pretty good right now. That's a great sign. Check the scoreboard, and interesting comments from the Cubs manager. We'll have that for you next year. It's the Baby Shade and Blind Postgame Show here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, and it's time to check the Major League scoreboard on The Fan.
All right, final few minutes of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Still a little to get to here as we'll check the scoreboard and any other major news that's going on around the league. But Brawny, interesting comments there. And, you know, the way these guys are pitching, Burns and Woody, I think based on the last couple of starts, of, certainly for Corbin Burns, and based on this start here for Woody, he's right. That's, you know, the deal is get into the postseason. And, you know, I would hate to face, you know, Woody and Burns in the playoffs in the first two games. I love the way you're thinking, Ryan Braun. I do. That's the way you do it, because you don't ever know in baseball. That baseball, they just scored 19 runs for a victory and then one run today. Okay. Yeah, there's just more proof. You never, ever know. Speaking of Woodruff, David Ross, the Chicago Cubs skipper, what was the, I want to make sure the quote is exact, Austin.
Yeah, it was short and sweet. David Ross on Brandon Woodruff said, "That's a number one starter. That's a real ace."
And that's what we've been talking about for the most part the last year or so of Woody, an all-star. Was hampered a little bit with the oblique last year. Struggled, as you heard from Ryan Braun, you've heard from Woody too, and Craig Counsell. And you guys know this as well. He does pitch well early, runs into the snag. You may recall a few weeks ago against the Chicago Cubs where, you know, he gets into the fifth inning, he's dominating through four, gets one out in the fifth inning, and six consecutive Cubs reach base. And that hasn't been his only fifth inning that he runs into a brick wall. So he was due for this. This is more of what he is and what he's going to be. In my estimation, I think he's going to be an elite pitcher. And I don't know about Burns, but boy, if Burns is, if this is the true Corbin Burns, boy, you've got something cooking here. You do. You really do. Let's get a couple of comments in before we check the scoreboard from Brandon Woodruff.
Brandon, you must feel that was the best game you've ever pitched in the big leagues, right? I mean, total control, one hit, 12 strikeouts.
Yeah, definitely a good night. Been, you know, last few weeks been trying to put in some good work and you know, trying to turn things around. And it's not that I've been pitching bad. I just haven't been pitching the way I want to. And I think tonight was, you know, getting back to who I am.
How'd you do it, Brandon? What was the focus? A couple of things you were really thinking about coming into this one.
You know, nothing mechanical, nothing. Honestly, really the biggest difference tonight was just getting ahead, winning the 1-1 counts, the 0-0 counts for the most part. Got in a little trouble there in the fifth, but I think tonight the biggest difference was just a little bit of a mentality change. Just, you know, taking a couple different or taking a couple deep breaths there and kind of slowing things down. And I think that helped me allowed me to make a couple pitches, big pitches there to get out of the inning. So, yeah, just I think overall just getting ahead, you know, for any pitcher, if we can get ahead and stay ahead, it's huge for us.
Woody, your fastball is always such a weapon for you, but it seemed like today it was even more so. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think just for me getting to when I start throwing all speed over for strikes and throwing quality strikes with the all speed, it helps the fastball play up more. So tonight, I think I was able to do that for the most part, was getting ahead, mixing in the slider, the curveball, the changeup, and for the most part, getting it over for strikes and then expanding when I had two strikes. And anytime you can do that, it just helps that fastball play up a little bit better. So, and it helps when you're locating it well too. So overall, I think that was the difference tonight, was just getting ahead and then just making pitches when I got ahead with two strikes.
Brandon, on your strikeouts, seven of them were caught looking.
Yeah.
Is that a good indicator to you that you're really making them guess?
Yes, that's I go back to, you know, last year when I had some higher strikeout games, it's when guys are looking, that's telling you as a pitcher, they're guessing at the plate. So that's a good thing. You know, and if they swing and miss, that's great. But if they're taking pitches, it tells you as a pitcher that you're mixing it up really well and you've got them guessing up there. So it was definitely a good sign. And it was a great, great team win for sure tonight. We needed that one.
You said you needed it. Just how big was, I mean, the last home stand of the season facing the division leaders, just how important was it to kind of get this going in the right foot?
It was huge. I think, you know, last game, putting up all the runs and, you know, what a crazy game it is. You know, we throw up 19 runs and then it comes down to the last inning, we score one run. So I think, you know, this is our time to go. We're going to have to start playing well. And, you know, tonight was a great team win. And, you know, we played spectacular defense, bullpen, shut it down. The offense did what they needed to do at the right time. So, you know, hopefully we can keep it going and you know, rattle off some wins here and at the, you know, close out September and get into the playoffs.
Brandon, both you and Corbin pitched 7 innings, shutout ball, 1 hit. You think you'll ask him why he got 19 runs and you got none while you were in?
No, you know, I might have to, I'll take that up with him. But no, it's all good. As long as we can go out there and put up zeros, that's our job. Offense will take care of us. So, and that's what they did tonight. So, as long as we're winning ball games, I don't care how we win them. So at this point, you want to win. So that's the main goal.
Brandon, what did you think of the stuff you saw from John Lester on the other side?
Yeah. You know, I guess you could say vintage John. He was throwing that cutter, mixing it up, throwing strikes, getting ahead, getting weak contact. That's his game. So, I think honestly, it kept both of us in a rhythm that we were going out there and putting up, you know, quick innings and getting each other back out there. As pitchers, that's always that helps. I mean, you want to score runs, but it definitely keeps you in a rhythm. So, no, he pitched great tonight, and I'm just glad we come out on the good side of it.
Yeah, and they did tonight, a walk off victory. Brawny with the sac fly in the bottom of the ninth inning. There's Brandon Woodruff. He is the Brewers ace, or is he? Him and Burns, when they're on, man, that's one hell of a 1-2 punch. Again, reverting back to what Ryan Braun said, to face those two in the first two games of a playoff series, and they're on, you have a chance to win that series. You do. Now the trick is getting in. 18 games remaining, 16 days left here in the 2020 championship season. Austin, Texas, some scoreboard info.
Yeah, we'll start in St. Louis, where the Reds were in town to take on the Cardinals. Luis Castillo pitched his first complete game in the majors, a two-hitter for the Reds tonight. The Reds won by a total of 3-1. Castillo got his second win. He's now 2-5. And Adam Wainwright got his first loss. He's 4-1 on the season now. Joey Votto also homered in that game.
Well, that tightens things up a little bit because the Brewers were, what, 2 back of St. Louis, now just the 1 in the NL Central. So 4 back of Chicago and now just 1 game back of St. Louis, the Brewers are with this win.
Yep, and we'll check out the NL Central standings here in just a second, but we head to Kansas City where Pittsburgh was in town to take on the Royals. Pittsburgh fell tonight by a score of 3-4. They go down in that one. The updated NL Central standings, the Cubs still in first place at 26-20. They have a 3-game lead on the Cardinals at 19-19. The Brewers sit in third at 20-22, 4 games back. Just a game back to tie that playoff spot with the Cardinals. The Reds sit in fourth place at 20-25. They're 5.5 back, and the Pirates still in the basement at 14-28, 10 games back. In some other baseball news, Friday and Saturday night's games for the Giants and Padres were postponed after a positive COVID-19 test within the Giants organization.
Yeah, that's not good. So, you know, they've been, for the most part, Major League Baseball has gotten through this thing 2/3 through. There have been some bumps in the road, maybe a little bit of a bigger bump for an organization like the Marlins. Certainly the Cardinals, they're starting to catch back up here, and part of that will be this next series starting Monday against St. Louis. where you get five games in the 3 days. But I like those standings, man. Things starting to tighten up in the NL Central, and they'll go back at it tomorrow. Brewers and Cubs, game two of this three-game set, where Kyle Hendricks will take the ball for the Cubs, 5-4 mark and a 3-4 ERA. Brett Anderson, the left-hander, goes against the Cubs. He comes in 2-3, a 4.64 ERA. We'll have the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show at 5. And then after the last bits, of course, hopefully talking about a Brewers victory here. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show after game two tomorrow night. All I want is a chance here, and all you're looking for, every game is big, you understand that. But, you know, the Brewers have played themselves into this situation, and that is, you know, you get a win tomorrow. You have a chance to do what you wanted to do. It's tough to say, yeah, I want to sweep. It is for any series, any team. But with a win tomorrow, they're in a position to get that on Sunday. Just set up that chance on Sunday. And it's a big game tomorrow. So if the roller coaster offensive ride continues, you score 19, you score one. How about we meet in the middle there, 9 or 10 runs tomorrow off Hendricks? And you run away with like some 9-3 victory or something like that. Hopefully, cross your fingers. Just 18 games left in 16 days for the 2020 season. Thanks to Austin, Texas. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll get you ready with the On Deck Show again at 5. My name is Tim Allen. Enjoy the rest of your night. And remember, as always, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.